Hey, hey, thanks for coming back today, and I hope you are enjoying your day. Today, what I want to do is talk to you about loving yourself. You know, we've been exploring the power of self-love and how it can transform our lives. But let me say this. First, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you looked into the mirror and truly appreciated the person staring back at you? Have you done that lately? And when was the last time you treated yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and love that you give to others? Actually, do you treat others the way you want to be treated? Ask yourself that as well. So, self-love is not a selfish or a self-indulgent act. It's actually a necessary foundation for a healthy and fulfilling life. When we love ourselves, we set a standard for how we allow others to treat us. And we also become more resilient and compassionate and confident as individuals. I do understand that loving yourself can be easier said than done, because we really live in a society that often tells us we're not good enough, that we need to change our appearance or personality or our behavior to fit in. But, you know, oftentimes we put undue or unnecessary pressure on ourselves and we set a high standard for ourselves. So just be aware of that. But the truth is, we are already enough just the way we are. So how can we actually cultivate self-love? There's one way that you can do this is through self-care, which is taking the time to care for our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Now, that's a powerful act of self-love. This could actually be as simple as exercising regularly or eating well, getting enough sleep, and really practicing mindfulness. And you've heard me say this and talk about this before, so this should be nothing new, but we do need to hear this just to keep reminding ourselves of this. And another way to love ourselves is through self-compassion. We all make mistakes and we experience setbacks, but instead of beating ourselves up, we should learn how to be kind and supportive towards ourselves. And this kind of goes back to that thing where we put a lot of expectations and or unnecessary pressure on ourselves. We think that others want to have more out of us, but that is us thinking that that's what they want. So imagine just talking to yourself the way you would talk to a really good friend who is going through a rough time and just needs to hear your voice and just someone to be kind to. Now, that's what you need to do to yourself. And lastly, I don't want us to forget the power of gratitude. You know, taking time to appreciate and celebrate our strengths, our accomplishments, and blessings can really help us see ourselves in a more and a positive light instead of focusing in on all of our flaws and shortcomings. Again, like I said, we tend to put a lot of unnecessary pressures on ourselves. So try to refrain from doing that. I know it is easier said than done. Again, loving yourself is really a journey. It's not a destination, and it does require our own patience, our own persistence, and it does require practice. But in the end, the rewards are immeasurable. When we love ourselves, we really open ourselves up to the world of possibilities and live a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Now, who doesn't want that? I certainly want that out of my life, and I think you probably do as well. So I encourage all of you to start today. Take a small step towards self-love, whether it's practicing self-care, self-compassion, or gratitude. Remember, keep this in mind. We are all worthy of love and acceptance the way we are right now. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.